Welcome to Guides and Guidance with Tina Ferguson, your place to relax, tune in, and connect. And now, here's Tina.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. It's another magical Monday. We could add marvelous to it as well. And Nancy Meyer, our Main Street Angel, is here with us. Nancy, welcome.
I'm just returning from Hawaii, and all is well there, and I kiss the dolphin for every one of you and every listener, every friend and family number, and they're so awesome. And I have wonderful experiences out there, and angels with me all the time, so I hope they're with you too. Do we tell them about Magical Mondays first?
Sure, go ahead.
We call Magical Mondays those times when Tina and I are together to take your calls and to have spirited talk on guides and guidance. And Spirit's kind of guiding us around. This is our last together for a while, not together in work, but on the air, as Tina and I are looking forward to doing some workshops. We're going to take it on the road. And here's the good news. If you want us in your city or hometown, email us and let us know, and we'll help you put together a show, and we'll get on our tour bus and be out your way. So we'll leave that there for a minute. We can talk about it more later. I'm so glad. I'm both happy and sad. I love our listeners. I love you, Tina, and this program. So I'm sad, but I'm very happy with where we're headed.
Absolutely. And if you guys are interested in having us come to your area, email me at tina@askintuition.com. I've been invited to teach in a couple of cities, and I'm looking real. I believe we're really looking more towards next summer, but it might be a little bit before that. And we'll just be teaching healing techniques and working with guides and that sort of thing. And the two cities that we're looking at so far are Anchorage and Seattle, so out west. So if you have a city you would like for us to definitely come and visit, we would love to hear from you. And just email me at tina@askintuition.com.
Right, or just connect us with your local radio host or morning TV host there, and we'll be there. But if you want to do a program for your own group, get on the list. I love that saying, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. And I have some wonderful angel messages for all of you. We're all being asked to move it along more rapidly in waking up. You know, we're having such fun hanging out. And one of the things the angels continue to tell me for each and all, which includes Tina and I, is divorce your issues. Not your mates now. I don't want to say you heard it on God. Divorce your issues. And that has to do with the whole word called forgiveness, which we put our heads under the pillows for. And I think part of that I want everybody to know is forgiveness is not, oh, you're right, I'm wrong, or, oh, I'm wrong, you're right. That's called a teeter-totter. Forgiveness is noticing, wow, that was really wrong, perhaps, of you to do to me, and then saying, I have choice here. I can continue to focus on, or I can be addicted to your need for forgiveness from me. And it's a time waste, yes?
Absolutely.
And here's what happens with addictions. When we hear the word, we like to think, well, I don't, whatever, smoke, drink, do drugs, whatever. Everyone in this beautiful spiritual plane is addicted to something. And this is real recent with the angels saying, Nancy, divorce your issues, tell everybody, because here's what happens. The ones we don't clean up on our own keep us kind of glued to earth after we have that joy of dying and going back to light. You know, that's the way to do it. When you notice it comes into your being, like, God, that darn Nancy, she didn't call me again and she promised or whatever. That's right, and you can notice that was unfair to me, and then that's what truly it means. Let it go. And here's another news flash, and this includes, and I'm talking on the small scale because it's already always good to start there, but it also includes in the larger sense on up to what we perceive as war. The angels point out to me, please, let's all remember it's a play down here. And let's also divorce our addiction to hate. They asked me to pause because most of us light workers feel, not me. And simply do that by, in the biggest sense of war and all, be glad you got the good part in the play. I was doing a mediumship read for someone recently, and her mother, she wanted to speak to her mother. And by the way, folks, I can't make those that live here come. It's a little different than the angels are free-floating. Those that have passed over, they rather decide. But we can ask, we can invite your mom, your dad, your best friend, your pet to come. And but this lady wanted to see her mom, and her mother was over there on her left side. But she had her arms folded and wouldn't look at me or give any message for her daughter. And I looked to the right, as the woman was right-handed. I said, I believe you have a father there. And the client said, which one? I said, I'm not hearing which one, but I can tell you this. Your mother is only there very vaguely, but her arms are folded, and she is just staring at this person. Oh, she said, that must be the father that left us. I said, well, here's the thing. Your mother is very, very, we'll use the word on the air, angry, though I use the word the angels gave me, to see him there. And I did meditate on that after days and talk with the angels. And again, it is to point out, and if you hear nothing else from me ever again, dear listeners, believe me, this is heaven, the other side, God, light, whatever you see as afterworld. It's oneness. It's everyone. Everybody's hosed down and cleaned off. So, yes, don't set yourself up for surprises. Those people that you hate now will be there in light, but they won't be the same, nor more than Tina or I or you. So why spend the rest of the time here hating them? Let it go and let God. Yes?
Tina. Good advice. Why not, right?
I know there's a lot of people that if I didn't know this, at minimum, know this so that you can get on at that time of your death passing. People always use the word transition. There's nothing wrong with the word death if you know that it's life. That you won't be torn, lingering here closer to the physical instead of just spinning on out ad infinitum into the joy and the high vibrational speed of source. Just know that, and so isn't it better to just let it go now, you know, than be surprised and go, God, there's Uncle Charlie, that son of a bee. Think of a major, wonderful play in the park and a hosing down. And how do you do that now when there are so many of my supporting evil doers? Absolutely not. And nor am I ignorant of news. I simply notice. And at minimum, I call upon a sense of gratefulness that for this play, called Earth, I am grateful I got a good part. And that's the way to do it. Doesn't mean that we're not still going to have it going on. Does it make some sense to you, Tina?
It does. It does. And and I know a lot of people are you know, dealing with those types of things and just kind of questioning things in the world in general, and so we appreciate that message.
And I'm not saying anything new. I can tell you right on up because I've shopped with James Van Prague, and he'll say the same thing, divorce your issues now. And it doesn't matter if you fail. Just get up. Here's one thing I do for everybody. I ask Archangel Michael at evening. Oh, and by the way, folks, you'll have better dreams. I know there's got to be listeners out there that are saying, whoa, I've had some scary dreams, or wow, I've had dreams I'm trying to interpret. Well, here's what's going on. We're all forgetting to ask for help in letting go and in having pleasant sleep. We work, we give, we do, and we go to sleep, You know, it's like throwing in all the leftovers in the refrigerator, and then we get up thinking, oh, what does that mean? It means nothing. It means, sure, you might have even astral traveled, but it's kind of mixed up and maybe even some dark energies, because when we go to rest, we need to invite love and rest and peacefulness. So I always get a spoonful of eating my own sharings by the angels, and I did come upon saying before I sleep, Archangel Michael, please remove any pettiness in me from this day, any withheld forgiveness, and please take it to the light for transmutation and grant me good sleep. And I guarantee you, listeners, you'll have a great night. You might even have dreamless sleep, which a lot of people are wanting some of these days. Another thing going on is pets are leaving. God bless you all. Pets are getting sick. Pets are leaving. Plants first, animals second, are highly, highly connected in the sixth sensory ability, picking up vibrations, and it's hard for them here. They're also taking on perceived diseases that their owners have. So maybe it's time to give a health check for your own physical body. If you have a pet, say that you took to the vet and they said, oh, there's a little liver problem. Is there something you're not doing, eating, drinking too much, whatever, and also tell your pet how much you not love the pet, and do not take on my perceived illnesses. You can do that, and I invite you to stay with me longer. And that's just a little message the angels told me somebody out there needs to hear, or pets, or loved animals. Invite them. Tina.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that because I know that Agnes, who was a guest several months ago, Agnes is a pet psychic in the L.A. area. She was talking about that. So yeah, I think that's important. Our four-legged friends,
pets, and misfortunately, and my love to anyone in the audience that may touch us. Also, children are turning around. We are hearing a little bit more of unborn children turning around. It's just you know, Earth continues to be under 24-hour watch. We're just kind of real violent there. That's why we can do our part by work with the angels or your guides at night and say, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm sure there's some there. Let us be humble and not be, you know, too proud to say, well, I didn't do anything today. Maybe that's it. I didn't do anything. I didn't contribute. So, angel stories. I wonder if our listeners recall that I said graced from Teacher Doreen Virtue, the A in the word angel is for ask, and the L is for listen. Subsequently, I asked the angels, what's the middle part, the N-G-E? And they said, well, if you listen, it's no great effort that they help us. So I want to again invite you to start your day by saying, good morning, angels. Good morning, guides. Thank you, angels. My spouse always says, what did they do now? And I said, I don't know yet. I'll let them surprise me. For your protection, while I was in Hawaii, I had a major trip on some flagstone of a kind at one of the hotels. They were renovating, and a sandal caught it. But I was walking rapidly so that when it threw me, I was headed down, and I was less than 45 degrees from hitting the flagstone with my nose, face, teeth, and all. And just recall saying, wow, I'm going to break my nose. And the next thing I can recall is that I was rolled to the side and had hit both knees and a hand, but nothing on my upper body. And I can tell you with certainty, because I asked in the morning, and I always ask for protection, the angel that helped me, I am grateful towards, that flew underneath me this is the certainty that I would have scraped up the face and broke quite a few things. And nothing, you know, just the thing we girls don't like, just a little skinner on the knee. And then, again, my family says, well, if your angels are helping you, how come you fell at all? Well, remember, we have free will, and we create our own mishaps. And I can tell you truly, that morning, I was reading an article about knee replacement. Hello? And so I fell on my knees. But so watch that L about listen. It's a quiet voice. Whether the voice is saying, move, 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 or let's get going, let's get going. And place that right hand, or if you're left-handed, whatever is your comfort zone, on the heart and say, what does my spirit feel now? For everyone out there wanting to be intuitively, six-sensory, connected, practice, practice, practice. It's just like a bike. Just do it. Miss Tina, you're...
Yes, ma'am. Guess what? We have a caller.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm here.
I love how you shared your story. Thank you. You have another one for us, too, a little bit later, right?
Oh, sure. I'll tell the other story. Absolutely.
Okay. Ellen, can you hear us? Ellen from New York is on hold.
Oh, yes, I can.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm hearing feedback on this call. I'm sorry about
there?
That. I hope it doesn't disturb us.
Ellen. Hello, Ellen?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Ellen? Oh, yes. That's much better.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was me. Okay. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling because I think my spirit guides have been trying to contact me, but not in a meditative state, but in my dreams. How do we go about talking about this? Should I tell you about my dreams? Is this a normal way for guides to contact
one? Well, sure. First of all, in your dreams, that's because I'm hearing that's of late the first time you quiet down enough. You may think, well, I'm a very quiet, soft-spoken person, but that's not of what I speak. You're in some sense of busyness, whether work, whether neighborhood activities, and yes, I'm seeing that you take a meditative time, but really even when you're meditating, there's some distraction that, why, after this, I better get to doing this, that, or the other. And so when you're sleeping, as with each and all of us, we're in that alpha state, and the messages can come through. Certainly, you have free will, and you're in charge. Set your intention before you go to sleep. Hey, if you're going to talk to me when I'm sleeping, make it gentle, make it clear. Give me a moment to awaken so I can jot it down. Or you can work with the download angels who will download it till the morning, and then you can write it.
That's an idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ellen, do you have a feeling as far as who these guides are?
Actually, one of the things is that they've been telling me their names. I'm just wondering, where am I getting these weird names from?
I love when people say weird names. Does everybody out there know the story about a lady who asked her angel's name? And everybody in the audience got such fancy, wonderful, saintly names for their angels. And this lady got the name Angel. See, sometimes it's just their name. So what you want to do on the names is ask for confirmation in your waking hours. Please add in a safe manner. Okay, because for this particular lady, she was mumbling about an angel, right? My angel's name is Angel. And she had a little fender bender, and when they pulled over to the service station to call the police, she noticed the other party's license plate was the word Angel. So you will get confirmation, but ever since I have had that story land on my desk, I always say ask for confirmation in a safe way and keep asking. Start working with one name at a time.
Okay.
And, you know, it's perfectly okay to say I don't like the name. A lot of people don't like mine. I mean, you see, your spirit guides and your angels love you beyond your humanness. So it's okay to be barky. One of my guardian angels some years back told me her name is Shirley. And that really aggravated me. She loves when I tell the story. She's over on my right, for those of you that are clairvoyant. And she's only about 4 feet high, and I'm about five six, I guess. And I said, Shirley, I'm not going to. In fact, I think I was in one of my mastery training courses, so I even took it as a greater embarrassment. I'd want an angel named Shirley. You know, by now I should have Michael and Raphael and just all wonderful names. Well, the way it came for me, and this may be with learning your spirit guide, is that by about 10 to 12 days forward, by the third time, things will happen in triplicate. Confirmations will happen in triplicate. I realized a third time in conversation with a person, the other person had ended by saying, Nancine, surely you know. And so my angel's name is Shirley, S-U-R-E-L-Y, and not what I thought it was. And the gift she brings me is the gift of go ahead, you're right on, speak. It's my Shirley angel. So take that, and all of you out there, use that when you ask names. Look for confirmation. Again, please add, give me confirmation in my waking hours in a safe manner. Thank you. They love to be thanked. Tina.
Hey, Ellen, I have a question for you because I'm seeing three beings around you. So these names that they're giving you, do they give you a hint or insight into who they are?
No. Do you want me to tell you the names I heard? They seem to be male. One was a guy named George or something, and he seemed to be guiding me into an elevator going up. And he wanted to make sure I remembered his name, George. A second one was, I was walking with this guy, and I said, I can't remember your name. Is it Sherman? He goes, no, Sherwood. And, you know, I don't know anybody by the name of Sherman or Sherwood. How, where I came up with them, I don't know. And this is why I was thinking it might be my guy trying to get in touch with me.
Okay, let me share with you. I think I've shared this on the show before, so if you guys have heard this, I'll just make it brief here. I call them trainer guides, okay, kind of like training wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first have these guides coming in, a lot of time, I mean, everyone's is different, of course, and, you know, we have angels and we have all kinds of other guides and spiritual staff that works with us. So a lot of times they'll have very plain names. And mine was Roger.
Hmm.
And I met him when I was at a little, like a conference, like a preview conference, like a one-day session type of thing. And I thought... He just announced himself, I am Roger. And so I'm thinking this is the deceased guy that I'm seeing all these images about, right? And it wasn't until later that I realized that this was my first guide coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing that I want to encourage you to do, because I'm seeing three guides around you.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'll tell you, when you said Sherwood and the other name, George,
yes.
they don't look, these guides that I see around you, those two names don't feel like they're the same to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want you to, you know, be aware and ensure that you're working with high-level guides. And Nancy, do you have any advice about how she can do that?
Well, again, for everyone, please remember white light. You're all with us as children. We're all excited about awakening and finding who we are. And then, you know, it's like anything else. I'm going to be real blunt. It'd just be like when you're a young kid and meandering into sexual experiences without protection. That's the word of the day. In the morning when you're in the shower, and at night, white light, Archangel Michael, because, yes, the more you're opening up to your white light, the more you may draw in negative energies. I'm hearing for you, Ellen, that it's symbolism to a degree. Again, you confirm on your own. I'll say something on names in a minute. But the elevator you mentioned,
yes.
What I'm hearing from the angels is they're trying to message to you, you know, you're taking the slow route. Get off the escalator and get in the elevator and, you know, take the express one that goes from floor 50 to 90, not the one from 1, 2, 3. So there's something you're being called to speed it up. I think the symbolism with George, what came to me was St. George, Slayer of the Dragons, and Sherwood of the Forest. To me, this means that you do have around you protective path leaders and angels that will get you through the forest that, whether you know or not, you perceive. And they want you out of the forest and walk your path now. It's time.
Right, because what I'm sensing behind these guides are these three beings, and they're saying they're from the 10th dimension, okay? The thing about me, Ellen, is I get all kinds of information and messages, but I do not know exactly what that means for you, okay? So they're saying these three beings are from the 10th dimension. They feel very high vibrationally. They have a certain type of feeling to me. And so so I just want to share that this is where you're headed. So I don't know if that's something that you've had an intention around, but we just wanted to share that.
Okay, I'm going to have
you're
to look into
protected.
That.
You are greatly protected. I mean,
mm-hmm.
So be peaceful in that way. You're just being urged to pick it up a little. And for all of us, the next question is putting back out there, okay, from a point of love, do you mind showing me how? And then go to sleep. Don't, believe me, they'll wake you up again and say next step. Yes, there's a reason names are not given to me by all of your guardian angels. And I have been told by Michael and the archangels that I can see and around you and see your guardian angels and other angels and tell you what gifts they bring you, but that for me to name them, then I would deprive your need to get to know them. So they really put that back to you. You can write a note by your pillow. You can make it your intention before you sleep. What is your name, guardian angel number one or guardian angel number two? And then watch for that little L on the end.
And you can always also journal to talk with them, you know, ask, you know, write a question and see what comes to you. So if you want to have a more direct conversation with them other than your dream state.
Yes, I'll remember to do that. Thank you so much for your help.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks, Ellen.
I am.
And, I'm
keep
sorry, Nancy.
And bring us to New York. Get those
Ellen,
friends
yes,
together and we'll be on the bus. We're going
to
call it the Guides and Guidance Bus, so be the first.
I love it. Christina, are you there? Christina from Arizona is with us.
Hi.
Hi, Christina.
Hi. I'm just wondering if there's any messages for me. I'm feeling a little just overwhelmed.
The first thing is that I'm hearing, Christina, is water. If you cannot vacation, you're in the desert, as am I. If you cannot,
it's real hard to hear you. I don't know why. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Is that a bad commercial? You too. Can you hear me
now? Is this
now?
A cell phone commercial? No.
Okay. Water. You can hear that.
Yes.
You're in a desert, as am I, and so water is always something that we cherish but is a little farther removed. If you can, and I'm talking big time, like just as the ocean, if you're unable to take time from your schedule or your finances, then shower. Showering, for the joy of showering.
Well, I swim. I swim, so I get in the water.
Okay,
hello?
Here's what I'm hearing you say. You get in the water. Let the water get over you. And there's a difference in that, okay? swimming is good, yes, and it makes you feel good. I'm hearing more get somewhere and let the water take charge. You understand the difference? That's why a shower pours over. You turn it on, and it just flows over you. That's something that will refresh you.
Okay.
If you can get to an ocean side or a lake side where there, I know in the Midwest, where there's waves that just kind of
Well, I went by the ocean a month ago, so that was good for me.
Yes, it felt good, good. And see, part of what that does is it gives you the opportunity to say, well, I have to live in the present moment. I can't control this. And that's part of what's going. You're a very organized person.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, the angels say. We're not talking about your closet. You want to bring out your free spirit. Maybe organized isn't the word that rests with you, but being in charge, being in control. And that's kind of what you're feeling that's tiring right now. You got some
caretaking my mom, and I've been trying to find employment, and this thing came about for an advisory type of thing on the telephone, and I just started it today. But I was going to go door-to-door. I've been in the health field, and I just haven't had a lot of clients here. And I had a clearing on Friday, which seemed to help me. But I just don't know whether I should keep doing this phone thing or...
Put your hand over your heart and say, what does my spirit say? And do that regularly each day. What does my spirit say now? There are no rules that... I hear a lot of this from clients. They want to take on a job because they need to have the income quickly, readily, and that's fine. Where we make our mistake is marrying to it. No one says you have to sign on the line or for 20 years of service.
Right.
If it feels okay, if it doesn't deaden your senses, but it's just, it's okay, it doesn't excite me, but you feel okay, and it brings that money in, that's great. That takes one pressure away. That in the meantime frees your spirit to say, what do I want to do, spirit?
Is it better for me to take the phone job or the door-to-door job?
I'm seeing phone.
Okay.
I'm seeing phone.
And I met someone on a Saturday night, a man, and I was just wondering if that's a good person. Or will I hear from him? Will that
a new romantic mate? Is that what you're saying? You met a new person?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Okay, and you want to know where it's going? I'm hearing the angels say, you decide. And that's a good thing. Ask the romance angels. They want at this time in your life for you to decide what romance is to you and to not compromise. And just give over the fears of, oh, but if this one doesn't work, or what if there's not another one? What if it's too late? You decide it's going to be lovely, and it doesn't mean you're going to go pounding your finger. I'm hearing you will get a phone call, but it doesn't mean you're going to go tapping your fingers saying, "Hey, here, it's my way or the highway." That isn't what I mean. But you have spent a great part of your life letting others decide indirectly for you what that love and romance should feel like for you, and it's the time where you decide, how do I want it to feel? You know, what makes me happy? What excites me? And that's what I want in this person.
Well, I've been trying to move out of a relationship for years. It's more a friendship than anything. And he just tells me to go ahead and do what I need to do, and if I need to date, I need to date.
I have some information for you, okay? One of the things that that they want to acknowledge for you today, Christina, is that you have been going through a lot, that you have been doing a lot, and they want to acknowledge all that you have been doing, okay? The other thing, as soon as you started talking, what I saw was like a fire out of control. Okay, so it's funny, Nancy, when you started talking about water, I was like, yeah, she needs some water to put that fire out. And the thing is is what it feels like behind this fire is just kind of this chaotic, out of control feeling. Okay, and one of the things that I want to share with you about this is that, and I want to offer this to you with the love that it's intended to be given to you with. Okay, and that is that you are at a crossroads with your life. Okay, this is the time for you to decide. All right, but it's not about deciding. Okay, is this the guy or is this the job and all of that? The decision is who will I be? Okay, and what's happening is because and I'll say it in this way, because there's some resistance for choosing and deciding at this point, there are all of these things that keep fleshing up for you to distract yourself from that making that decision. All right. So, you know, okay, I'm gonna look at this guy and I'm gonna go over here and I'm gonna look at this job and, you know, I've tried this but it's not working, and all of these things are all working to really push you to that place where you get to decide. Okay? And I've seen this pattern with many people, and I've gone through it myself, and this is the key to it. You get to choose the easy way or the hard way. You can keep going and pressing and bumping up against all of this stuff, and I mean, who knows how long you could keep that up before finally you're exhausted. Or you can decide, okay, I'm gonna really make a decision. Okay? It's kind of what Nancy's talking about, you know, allowing other people to make decisions kind of in a backwards kind of a way. It's really about stepping into that power zone for you right now, and this is a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, one of the things that I'm hearing strongly from one of my more direct guides is that, you know, when you go out shopping, you have to have a place to hang the new clothes. In other words, you can't have a closet full. And I'm hearing very strongly for you, and I'm seeing a little boonschbat as that's their signal to me for martyrdom. Is not so much you, but this friend that's saying, hey, whatever you want. You know, and they're showing me barnacles. So if a person's saying go on dates, say, thanks, you know, I'll send you a Christmas card. You have to empty out before you can fill up. And as long as this other person, even though it's a friend, is a male person in your life, the confusion, like Tina's saying, is just going to be there. Be loving. Say it from a point of love. It's not you. It's me, but I think we shouldn't see one another.
No, he said he's being loving and telling me that, you know, that he can't give me what I need. And if I come across something that, you know, I can find happiness with, then, you know, he's willing to step aside.
Well, and Christina, the last thing that I want to be sure to mention to you is really, and I understand the feeling of, oh my gosh, I've got to get money in here right now, okay?
Oh my gosh.
What I would encourage you to do is really to focus on what would I like doing in this part-time job for right now, okay? And the reason why this is important, what I'm being shown is that you're focusing on this how piece. How do I make money? How do I make money? I'm going to try this program. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this. And what's happening is you are focusing all of your attention on this how piece, and you're going through this cycle, okay? And what they want me to share with you is if you will focus forward, just go the next step over into what you're really wanting. You know, what hours do you want to work? What location do you want to work? What type of work do you want to do? Don't worry about what, you know, it's kind of like what Nancy's saying. Don't feel like you're having to marry this, but really focus on, you know, what do I need for right this second, all right? Because what I feel behind all of this is that you have lots of changes coming up, and part of what you're birthing is this point in time that's saying, yes, this is who I am. Okay, I still see these flaming hands around you, and you know it. I mean, I don't know if the healer piece feels right or not right to you, but I still see that coming very, very clearly for you.
okay? And sometimes you almost need just a break to be able to step into that place. Okay, so I just wanted to share that. As long as you keep focusing on how do I make money, that's all you're going to keep getting is how do I make money, how do I make money. So one thing after another will keep slipping away. All right.
And I just have a question, Christina. Are you in love with this gentleman who's your, quote, friend? And
because I love him. I wouldn't say I'm in love.
Okay. I really, really, I want to hear, I'm just saying it straight because that's how they hand it to me. I keep hearing you say that, you know, he's very good, he's loving to me, he's willing to step aside if I find someone. And again, the message is you can't bring in something new if the closet is full. So say, thank you for loving me, please step aside and so I may look. And have the courage and the confidence in you that if you need to go back to the first relationship, you can. But you will not find an in-love relationship while your closet is full. And
well, I've heard that before, and I've been with this man for 10 years, and I've been caretaking my mother for 5 years, and I've been, you know, stopped in every area of my life. He is the only one that I have for support, and to cut that off would just mentally anguish me beyond belief.
Say cancel, cancel, delete. And wish yourself some positive information. Words and thoughts and the way we speak, and this is everyone listening, Tina and I, we need to notice that when you say, if I say, oh, this would devastate me, yes, it will. You have to learn to say, cancel, cancel, delete. I attract love in my life. I attract assistance. I attract support. I deserve love and assistance and support. And just give a little time to be aware, and it's also going to play into you getting into your healing business and your perfect job and your perfect life and relief. But watch how you speak, even if it's those days and we bless
you. Well, I do. When I say something negative, I usually do say cancel, cancel, cancel.
Follow it up with a positive affirmation until they become common. That's what I would do.
Well, Christina, thanks for calling in. Good luck to you on everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Nancy, I have a question from the chat room.
I'm sorry, you have a question from who?
From the chat room.
Oh, the chat room. Do I have to scoot on over here? We love the chat. Do I have to be there? Or can I just...
No, I'm going to ask you the question, okay? There's a listener in the chat room who wants to ask if the angels can tell her why she has had a headache for a week and it will not go away.
I'm seeing something that actually, even though it's in her head, there's something going on in the neck area. They're showing me I don't know if that's where you hold your stress or not. You know, there's a lot of nerve centers and wonderful things that go on up into the head. So it's not so much a bad sign as, you know, an invitation, get a nice massage, a gentle massage, gentle scents for the nose.
So if it's from the neck
area. I don't
see,
and obviously the question is no, I do not see any threat of any endangered or great dis-ease, but it's starting in the neck. And another thing, again, everyone remember neck issues are the throat chakra, and that means speaking your truth. So let's all practice up on those advertising solicitors today. Say, no, thank you. I'm eating my dinner. Step up and say no and open up the throat chakra. It's a nice robin egg blue when it's clear for all of us. And for our young lady in the chat room? I'm not there, so forgive me for not knowing your name. Work on speaking your truth a little. One of the ways we do that, for instance, when we don't want to join the Christmas cookie bake or whatever, is say, no, thank you. It's not you. It's me. And then the next step we'll be able to say, I'm not really a baker. I feel uncomfortable baking. I like you. And we find ways to say it comfortably. But I do always offer up, you know, practice on the phone solicitors when you're eating your dinner.
That's great.
Here's a great way to open up throat chakra for when they call and, you know, nobody's there. You say, hello, hello, and no one's there. And then all of a sudden they say, oh, hello, hello. Try saying two words with joy in your voice. You are. It throws off their whole spiel. And then they'll say, oh, well, I'm Nancy Meyer from Mainstream. Say, or and if they don't say, I'm, or, oh, no, usually what happens is when you say you are, they'll repeat, how are you, Mrs. Ferguson? And you repeat and say, you are. And finally they'll blurt out their name. And then you say, you're with. But say it with joy and love, and usually they'll hang up on you, and you can go back to your dinner. But it will open up your throat chakra, and it gives you good practice.
That's great.
But not to worry about the headaches. It has something to do with the neck and the throat area. Speak your truth a little bit more and certainly get some good rest.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You don't want to get strep throat, that's for sure. And Andrea from Indiana is on hold. Andrea, can you hear us? Hello?
Hello? Did we do
it? Hi there.
Andrea?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hi.
Indiana. I'm originally from the Midwest. Midwest,
you're barely
Illinois.
Coming through, too. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, quickly, I guess I should ask, I've been working really hard with trying to attract a nice job. I've gotten a list together of what I want in one, and I have been very successful. I did get one person to offer me something, but it fell through because there was a grant involved and whatnot, and it didn't work. But I'm just wondering, do my angels or my guides know, are they telling me that I'm not doing something right, or do you see anything like that?
I'm hearing that it's okay for you to be a little louder, like with friends. Say, as with Tina and I, if you asked the question and we fell silent, you'd say, hello, I asked you a question, I've been on hold. So feel very important enough in the morning to say, I expect the best job, universe, I'll let you surprise me. And say that every morning. Make it your mantra, you know. I deserve the best opportunity, career opportunity, I'll let you surprise me. And by the way, make it today, universe, and watch for synchronistic things. I don't hear you're doing anything wrong. I hear that you're kind of there. I'm sorry to say they show me a little itty-bitty but beautiful mouth that you're kind of in your request, meaning to the universe. Humble and little mousy, speak up and speak out for yourself. Kick a curb. Not really. For anybody listening, do not try this in your home, but pretend you aren't saying, listen, I need to move on this. It's perfectly okay. Treat God, source, angels, guides, universe, whatever you're, as you would your friends. If they're not listening, you're going to say, I'm talking to you. Yes. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'll give it a whirl.
All right, we're all gonna say to everybody in the audience, is that convincing? Okay, now say, I'll do it. Can you do that? Can we bring it up a notch?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, one more time. Everybody help her. Help her, Tina. We're gonna say on the count of three, I'll do it. One, two, three. I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Okay. We're going to send you lots of angel support.
Yes, and everybody there in the chat room and everyone in the audience, say she'll do it and cheer her on. And just ask. It will come. I think I'm hearing that you are very accurate in identifying what you want. You're just kind of, you know, they're showing me small voice, big ears. By that symbol, to me, that does not mean your personal appearance. It means you're taking in too much that you're hearing around you. Well, so-and-so did it. Logic. Oh, well, be reasonable. You know, you're this, all that. That field is flooded and so on. Boy, again, listeners, logic, reasonableness, and worry are three wonderful tactics of the ego. They have nothing to do with spirit. So when you're being logical, when you're being reasonable, and I do not purport you be less in the physical world, and when you're worrying, worry's wasted. But logic and reasonableness, just know that that's the intellect, as we call per an ego, that's not spirit. Spend also again some time, and even if it's only as you're coming out of the stall in the bathroom and take a moment to breathe. Tina and I were doing this together earlier. What does my spirit want? And speak up. And speak out. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
And check back with Tina or I. You know, I'm at Main Street Angel, and Tina's at Ask Intuition. Just because we're not going to be on the air does not mean you cannot find us. Gee, I would love to come to Indiana. You said I had a question. I thought you were going to ask me, when am I coming home? I'm from the Midwest.
Oh, okay.
Get those Hoosiers together, and we'll be there.
I love it. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Nancine, we have not very many more minutes left.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I know.
Everybody out there joining a chorus of what's that song? Who sang that song? Bob Hope. Thanks for the memories. Hello?
Hello. Okay, so I have a couple of questions from the chat room, so if we can get these in real quick.
All right.
Before we do that, I want everyone to know, if you want to get in touch with Nancine, go to mainstreetangel.com, just the way it sounds, MainStreetAngel.com. And if you want to get in touch with me, it is Tina@AskIntuition.com. Okay, and so
the listeners are also welcome to call me at my office, which is area 623-544-3304. Or you can look for the Tina Nancine bus. Okay, Tina.
I don't know. That's great. You know what? I rarely give my phone number, and I should probably do that as well. It is 972-509-7050.
And by the way, those looking for employment, we need a bus driver.
I love it.
Okay, back to you,
okay,
Tina.
So one of the questions in the chat room is from Susan, and I don't know if you need birth dates. I don't know. My guides.
No, I do right or left-handed, but it depends on.
Okay,
go ahead.
Susan's birth date is 12/27/1958, and John is 9/15/1959, and she wants to know if this is a divinely guided connection or relationship.
No. But that doesn't mean that there's no love. I mean, but it's not because of the numbers, is what I mean by that. It's not the numbers. I'm not even hearing that there was traveling together before. This is the first time. It's just a matter of entering. What I think they want to have a heads up for is that I'm hearing there's a lot of loveliness. I'm feeling a real soft, cuddly, hug-me feeling for this relationship, ongoing, whether it's been in existence for a while or whether it's new. What can happen is there's also times where you play out as adversaries, and that happens to twin souls. And that probably is what to do with the entry. Breathe a lot and take time out from anything that seems like, here we go again, we're on the opposite sides of the fence. That sums up the word passion. Remember, the world is co-opposite values, and so in order to love so deeply, you have to know its opposite, right, which is disdain. Okay?
Great. All right, thanks. And then we have one last question. Intuitive DJ wants to know what the angels want this person to know right now.
Intuitive DJ?
Mm-hmm.
Are we saying, are those someone's initials, or we're talking about spinning the record?
I believe it's spinning the record.
That's what I thought, because that's what they're showing me. Well, bring more of it into your program. I mean, what's the fear there, you know? I think in the music industry, it's very competitive, and everyone needs their place at the top. You deserve it, DJ. But don't hide your light as it is under a basket. You know, play a few records and then have Tina on the show. Introduce it slowly. Like I said, bring the bus out and we'll be on your show and we'll get you back to where you should be. That's why you're asking me. You know, intuitive. You already know. For the angels tell me you know. It's just not what you want to hear. And that's not a bad thing. Most of us don't want to hear it. especially those out there when the angels say, oh, get up and write that next chapter of your book now. So that's kind of what's going on for you. You're enjoying success, and it's just a little bit intimidating to say, I don't know if I want to bring my spiritual stuff further out of the closet. Okay? We'll
I
help
love
you.
It. That is great. Well, Nancy, thank you for being with us. Do you have anything coming up? We have 1 minute to wrap this. So if you have anything you want to share, please do in about 10 seconds.
I just want to encourage everyone again to talk to your angels. Keep it simple. Angels work by occupations. Ask for protection in your morning hours. Ask for protection in your evening hours by your intention and as we put it. So it is. Only good things will come to you. And trust your spirit. Do that. Breathe. Take once a day, look in your eyes and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. And you'll attract all the love, whatever it is. You've got that moment. Bring it on. Because time is moving on. And I love you very much, and hugs and hugs and hugs. And I'll be loving all of you all the time.
That's perfect. And so I second that, and you guys have a really great week.
And bring us to your hometown. Tina, who's paying for the gas money?
I don't know, but New York has already stepped up. So we'll
let the universe figure it out. But do write us and say, hey, what would it entail for us to come out to your city? And usually you want to get together at least a nice little audience of maybe 30 people.
Nancy, we're out of time, so we've got to go.
Okay.
Everyone, have a great week. Be well.
You've been listening to Guides and Guidance with Tina Ferguson. To schedule an appointment with Tina, visit her website at www.askintuition.com.